Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Bad fire in the Bronx overnight, possibly sparked by an e-bike. The call came in from 2925 Throop Avenue between Arno and 80 Avenues in the East Bronx just before 11:30 p.m. Report of a house fire with people trapped. When crews got there, they pulled two people out. They were taken to the hospital in critical condition. Fire quickly went to two alarms. Hazmat resources called to evaluate an e-bike. The fire marshal looking at it as a possible cause. More information is expected later this morning. Oh, it's still a mess. Hundreds of flights canceled nationwide already this morning, dozens locally in the wake of Friday's massive tech outage. Correspondent Elise Preston.
Long lines, piles of luggage.
You might not be back till Monday.
Millions of passengers feeling the fallout of the largest IT outage in history.
People, flights canceled or waiting for a different flight. It's been stressful.
Airlines struggle to get online.
They couldn't get us out till Monday afternoon.
Delta has scrapped at least one-fourth of its flights, with the most disruption at Atlanta's airport. Half of United's flights are delayed, with its Houston hub a trouble spot.
Most of the travelers on the departure level of Terminal B at LaGuardia Airport said their flights were right on time and they had no issues. But the residual delays that still exist are pretty bad. Take Danielle Payne. She and five family members had two flights canceled this day, and now the earliest they can fly to Chicago is Monday. And making matters worse, it's going to cost them lots of money.
They're not going to accommodate us for any like hotel expenses, food, water, shelter, nothing like that. Because they're saying that it's not their fault, but also that everything else is already booked up.
Stephanie was headed to Cincinnati. She had two flights canceled as well, and she switched to another airline, so that means it's going to cost her an extra $400. But this computer glitch, she said, taught her something about computers.
So it was amazing how interconnected everything was and how fast that rippled out.
At this point, she hopes the worst is over. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
And here are the latest local numbers. LaGuardia's got 6 delays and 46 cancellations at this hour. JFK, 26 and 24 delays and cancellations. Newark, 13 delays, 67 cancellations. The advice, as always, call your carrier and stay with 1010 Winds for the latest info. Police want your help finding the suspects in a scary cab stickup. 28-year-old woman driver picked up three guys outside an apartment on Frederick Douglass Boulevard in Harlem around 3 a.m. July 10th. She drove them to Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. When they reached their destination at the corner of Nostrand and Atlantic Avenues, one of the guys pulled a knife. They got away with $300. The woman was not hurt. The men ran off. Police released surveillance images of them and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. This is not what it sounds like.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
This is actually the sound of people smashing a truck at a Rage Room event on the Lower East Side yesterday. Folks paid $5 a head for the privilege of using bats to take out their frustrations on a beat-up truck on Essex Street. Problem was, it looked so real, somebody called the cops. When the officers got there, though, they found folks in safety gear doing their worst to the battered Hulk on a trailer. Owner tells the Post the officers were a little puzzled, but they got it. The Ragery says the whole thing was a promotion, and sure looks like it worked. It's a good day to go to Rose Diner in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. The beloved vegan spot was robbed on Friday night. Co-owner Rose Seward telling 1010 Winds it's not the first time.
We had the accident happen three times, actually. This time they just took the whole register. At first, we had new servers, so we thought maybe they were just putting money in wrong places and stuff. But after today, we were like, yeah, it's definite. We definitely got robbed the other two times.
Now, she says that this time the thief took the whole cash register. Police are looking for suspects, apparently focusing on a former employee. They are working to recover. Seward says they are open and in need of support. Rose opens at 10 a.m. A 7-year-old Brooklyn boy is dead after being pulled unresponsive from a swimming pool on Long Island yesterday. Suffolk police say they were called to a home on Thompson Drive in Bayshore on a report that the boy, identified as Kyrie Berry, had been pulled out of the pool. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. Suffolk Police Homicide Squad is investigating. It's a long ride for a good cause. Cyclists are taking off from Staten Island's Wagner College today for the 10th annual Empire State Ride to End Cancer. Founder Terry Bourgeois explains how they got started.
If we could get people from around the world to come to New York City and ride with us across this beautiful state to Niagara Falls, it would be amazing. I thought it was a great idea. So I told my friends, hey, let's jump on a bike and go do this. And they said, you have fun. And so I did it the first year by myself.
These days, though, some 300 riders are making the more than 500-mile trip. It's raised more than $10 million. The ride ends Saturday. Well, folks, scoop it up.
French vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched.
Yeah, it is National Ice Cream Day. President Reagan made the official proclamation back in 1984, and it has grown into a huge event because, hey, who doesn't like ice cream? Or specials on ice cream. Local makers like Sugar Hill Creamery, Van Leeuwen, and Kind, to name a few, have various offers. And so do the big guys like Baskin-Robbins, Carvel, DQ, and more. Ah, come on, you know what to do. Just don't eat it too fast. There's still no way to avoid brain freeze.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.